From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The U.S. military has conducted airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Libya, according to the Pentagon Monday. The strikes were conducted in the Islamic State stronghold of Sirte at the request of the UN-backed Libyan Government of National Accord, according to U.S. and Libyan officials. The Pentagon says the president authorized the strikes in support of the GNA-affiliated forces. The attack was recommended by the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford. Monday's strikes marks the second American attack on IS in Libya this year. A Taliban truck bomb blasted through a hotel for foreigners in Kabul Monday that resulted in a seven-hour gun and grenade assault. The guests and staff of the Northgate Hotel escaped unharmed. However, one policeman was killed after the truck bomber paved the way for two armed insurgents to enter the heavily guarded facility near Kabul Airport. The powerful bombing rocked much of the Afghan capital, leaving a muddy crater and piles of scorched debris strewn at the compound. Authorities in Afghanistan, meanwhile, have declared a far eastern border district free of Islamic State militants, saying security forces killed nearly 300 IS militants during a month-long offensive. The provincial governor, Salim Khan Kunduzi, made the announcement Monday during a visit to Khat District in Nangarhar Province. Afghan security forces are now moving to neighborhood districts to flush out terrorists there. The Afghan authorities say at least one police officer was killed and a group of Taliban militants staged an attack on Monday.